on tramp and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a blue stick showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know.
Friday the 13th. I like saying that in a scary way. This is Blog Talk Radio, Daytime After Dark. So tonight, we are doing soapy, sad, you know, real life topic. We are soapy. Hot topics issue, and there's just a couple announcements I'm gonna make as soon as more people get here. My announcements before I put everyone on. My announcement is, people, I have been washing soaps for years, love soaps. And with my little head, my big head, whatever, the way I view soaps is I think with my heart, not my head. And so with some of these storylines, really, you know, I'm always going to love Sunny and Cuddly. That is never going to change. Will I say what they do is bad? Probably not, because I would probably do the same thing if I were them. You know, and, you know, all the justifying everyone's been doing with Michael lately is just almost laughable because, you know, Michael's a scrawny little person and Sunny could really take him down. And I just find it interesting how many people going on that little brass side because of he's a quartermain. Well, and tonight in one of the hot topic issues, I'm going to have everything that AJ had done wrong so people can remember, because I think people are forgetting what AJ has done. So I'm bringing on my host and my co-host, and then I will give a couple more exciting announcements as soon as I bring them on. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, girlie. How you doing?
Good. Hey, girl.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
well, you guys, we have a busy week next week on Daytime After Dark. We are so busy that we are going to have a show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We are off Thursday, and we are on Friday. So, do you guys want to hear all the guests that are coming on?
Of course.
Of course. Great idea.
Okay. A. Martinez will be here on Monday. And then on Tuesday, Martha Madison will be here. That's a morning interview at 11:30 Pacific time. See, that's better, Maggie. 11:30 might be better for us.
Okay,
and
sounds good.
Mary Beth Evans on Wednesday is going to be at 10:30 Pacific time. A. Martinez hasn't got back to me yet, so we don't know what time that is. It might be a night interview, but earlier than 7. And then we have my girlfriend, Aaron Fields, Justin on B&B coming on next Monday. And hopefully we might have X-Face coming on the 31st.
Mm-hmm.
So who
Very
says
good.
We cannot land interviews, people?
Not me.
Hi. I know. We have another call. You on the air?
Hey.
Hey, Mandy, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Just tired. You know, I'm sorry, but I will say this. I don't know. I'm still tired from the, I don't know if it's the daylight saving time, you guys, or what? Are the rest of you tired, or is this me?
Yes, I'm trying to catch up on the daylight saving time, and then I have to get some sleep early because I have to leave in the morning. I'm going to a funeral tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, we'll see. That's not fun at all.
Mm-mm. No.
No.
I have to leave. Yeah, we're leaving here about 7:30 in the morning to head to the funeral.
Why, wait, 7:30?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What time is the funeral at?
It's 10 o'clock, and it's up in the North Georgia area.
Jeez. You know, make a mental note, you know. You know, in my family, we usually have it by 1, not early, because no one can make it early. And no one's ever on time. Corey, do you have any announcements you need to make?
I don't have any announcements, but I have something I need to address.
Okay, do we want to wait in the show, or do you want to do this now?
We can wait.
Okay, Corey, do you have any hot button soapy topics that you want to start with?
Not that I can think of right now, so why don't you guys take it?
Oh, no problem. You're asking for trouble right there, Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, people.
Oh,
my first one is, where has all the sex gone on General Hospital and all the other soap, and why can we get more mob thing like we did the other day? I want to suit out almost every day. I would be okay with it. It's hot. Why, Maggie?
Yeah, it's very exciting.
And so what do you guys all think about that? Because I think it's lacking in the sex department lately. Maggie, how do you think of this?
Definitely lacking in sex. I was anxious to find out who dropped the towel today, and it ended up being Sloan to Anna.
Oh.
That,
why can't it be an absolute hot guy?
Yeah, exactly. One of our guys. Not that person.
Exactly.
I would have preferred Derringer to be Sloan. I thought he did a much better job. I really liked him in the part. Rob Derringer. But this guy is
maybe Sloan. We just need to give him a couple of weeks.
Oh, no. I'm already done.
Corey, Mandy, what did you guys think about the sex and the accent?
Of what?
The sex. We are not seeing a lot of sex on daytime right now, and we are not seeing a lot of mob stuff. We need to see more shootouts. The most shootouts we'd see the bow, in my opinion.
For me, I haven't seen much sex on there. There need to be more.
Yeah, but I mean, they are missing the sex scene. They are missing the hot sex scene on all the soaps lately. Well, Brady and Melody, that was kind of hot. Corey, what do you think?
Well, I agree with you. The soaps are definitely missing some sex appeal. And I'm with you. I'm totally with you, especially on General Hospital. I love the mob stuff.
I love you, Corey.
I just do.
That's why we love you.
And it's really the only show that's left on where it works. So why change something that works?
Exactly.
Correct.
Exactly. And I don't remember the last time we saw a really good sex scene on General Hospital Y&L lately. I want to see
one.
Well, that was almost 2 months ago.
Yeah.
We need to see like a day weekly sex thing. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Especially with Sunny in it, I could, you know, be happy for the rest of my life.
That's exclusive.
The only time you see anybody in bed lately is, I mean, you see people in bed like they just had sex, but it didn't. They just had sex, and that was all going beautiful.
Exactly. We need to see some hard duty sex, people. I'm sorry. There's nothing wrong with sex on daytime. They've been doing it for years, and they need to get back to a cup of hardness. Because it just feels like it's been missing that for a while. I mean, yeah, New Year's Eve was amazing with the sex, but that's been almost over 2 months ago.
Today's
General Hospital was kind of boring.
Why did you think so?
I guess it's just the part that I think I think the cutest part was when it showed Anna had gotten there and he opened the door and he had just got out of the shower. I like that. He looked good. I think that's kind of a good part. But, I mean, the very part, the best part was at the end when Sonny knocked on the door and looked on his face when he saw Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And that's another hot topic. So we are moving right along tonight. We are the View soapy topics. Okay. This thing about Sonny and Jason being enemies, people, I can't take it. It's wrong on every little level of me. You know, him going to look for Julian about
Julian?
People. Yuck, 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 yuck. What does everyone think of that?
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Yeah.
I mean, really, people, I mean, Sonny and Jason were more than best friends. They were brothers. And to come in and screw with that, I have a problem. I have the biggest problem with that ever. You know? And going to work with Julian, and once Jason finds out that Rick is Rick, okay, hold on to your seatbelts. You know? Don't pass go. Stay seated. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Kathy, Tam, he's not Jason yet. Yes, he is, Kathy. Yes, he's Jason. We all know he's Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And
he just doesn't
know. What?
He just doesn't know.
He just doesn't know. And so my thing is, okay, we can't do this. This is the wrong foundation to do on. Okay, even with some other best friends, you know, going out, yeah, maybe I will forgive it, but not my Sonny and Jason. No, it's not appropriate. He would never go look for the Jerome's ever. Why, Maggie?
Right. There's got to be another job, something else he could do, you know.
Exactly.
The mayor, I think it is. The reason they let him off is because he goes undercover.
Well, you know, I mean, come on. Zordon days are numbered, I think. Gosh, he's being stupid. I'm sorry, I love Zordon. I'm just saying the character right now is being stupid. You know, Anna is a little idiot for, coming there and breaking up. It could have been hot as hell. You know, maybe Carlos would finally have taken the bullet, and then I would have been happy.
Hallelujah.
And my other soapy hot topic with ZH is, come on, Carlos, the moment that you say you want to kill Duke, okay,
mm-hmm.
you're dead to me. You
mm-hmm.
might as well go running for cover. You cannot,
like
if you touch a hair on my Dookie, you are dead. Because I love Duke. I love the Duke, Sonny, and Son stuff. It's so good. It's like refreshing. And when we get Jason back, I would love to see them all full working together. What does everyone else think about that?
I think it'd be great if all four of them working together. I think they each have their own talents and they have their own thing to bring to the group, and they work mesh better. I don't know. To me, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Mandy, what do you think?
I don't know what to think. There's so much.
That's why I made this a soapy hot topic tonight. See, I'm smart. Okay, Corey, what do you...
You are so smart.
Thank you. Corey, what do you think about what I just said?
Well, I kind of differ on this a little.
Of course you do.
Yeah, I do.
Good.
Hold on. I think that it's going to be, because I'm a writer, so I'm all about the story. I think it's going to make for an incredible story if they go after Duke, but I don't think that they should be successful. Because Duke in my eyes is a legacy character.
Mm-hmm.
The fans have too much invested in Duke Lavery for him to be off, in my opinion.
Yep, and some of the scene between Sonny and Duke, this has been my dream team if Jason was there, but this has been my dream team for years. Like, if they put Duke, Sonny, Luke, and Jason and Nelson all in to working together, this would be my dream team of the mob. And Luke needs to get better because we kind of need him. But I find it exciting.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. We are going to switch soaps for soapy topics. I like doing soapy topics. Okay, I'm going to Corey's new soap that he's been watching. I'm very proud of him. Yay, Corey. Bogan was beautiful.
Yeah.
You get a star for that, Corey.
I like a star.
If they really put book and writing together, like I've been reading, what does everyone think about that? Because I just want to throw up.
I already have a hard enough time with Thorsten and the little blonde 12-year-old being together that...
Wait, which one are you talking about? I'm lost.
Whoever Thorsten Cade plays.
Lindsay.
Oh, Caroline.
Caroline.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, sure. That I don't like. So I can't imagine me liking a Brooke and Wyatt pairing.
They lost their head if they do that. She has to bite every guy that's in town. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the thing with Wiz and Caroline, I do like them. I think they are sexy. But that's just me. I do like Wiz and Caroline.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I thought Caroline and Rick were dull. I didn't think they played off good against one another.
Mm-hmm. My other soapy topic on Bowden the Beautiful, Rick. Full of the word, Rick. I want to kill him.
Yuck. I do not Rick at all.
Yeah, great. I think 770, I think this is Grady. Hey.
Hey,
Hi, Grady.
I call from rainy Georgia.
Rainy night, Georgia.
Sorry, it's raining. I'm performing as we speak. I'm at my show, but I make sure I called in, or Carly would kill me.
Thank you.
I would not kill you, per se. I would just kind of make your life, a little Carly-like, that's all. It's not
hey, at least
fun.
I gave you the last name Spencer on the honor roll. Give me a call. Carly
Spencer.
Oh,
I love you. I love you, Grady. Hey, because, Grady, you probably don't have a lot of time because you're a book, right?
Well, I'm outside right this minute. Did Corey already make his message? I didn't want to miss that.
No. Let's read the Rick subject for a moment. Let's talk about Corey and Grady's little announcement or whatever they need to say. Boyd, you have the floor.
Okay, so bear with me because this is going to take a minute. And let me just preface it with, I received a message yesterday from somebody who said that they had listened to our show but admitted that they were not avid listeners. And when I confronted them after this message, either the
profile was deleted or I was blocked. So, long message short, this listener contacted me and said, for the most part, they enjoy our show, but would not be listening any longer because they don't enjoy us talking about the homo topics, the homo storylines on the soaps, and is disgusted by us having a pride show in June, and that us supporting the LGBTQ community was against God and an abomination. And then they went on to make personal shots at me. So,
oh my God.
That being said, this account had the same name as a soap character spelled differently. So I don't know if it was a real account or somebody made the fake account to say what they wanted to say and then disappear
mm-hmm.
like a coward.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to address this. First of all, people, the LGBTQ community, we are part of society. We've been part of society since the beginning of time. Homosexuality has been around forever. Ancient Greeks encouraged their soldiers to have homosexual relationships to improve the bonds during war. There is nothing wrong with being homosexual or LGBTQ. It is a matter of birth. We're born this way. It's not a choice.
Mm-hmm.
What I make of this message is somebody trying to bully us in not doing covering and doing stories about soap characters that are LGBTQ. To that I say, buckle your seatbelts because we are mainstream. We are people. We deserve responsible storytelling just like anybody else. If you don't like it, it's your choice to turn the channel or not listen.
Mm-hmm.
But I will not be sent a message trying to silence me, bullying me from not being part of a show, and not speaking my truth. This is my truth. You don't have to like it. You don't have to like the choices I make of what I watch. And it's like I've always said, if you're not for gay marriage, don't marry a gay person. And that's all the attention I'm going to give it tonight,
mm-hmm.
because it is what it is. This person
mm-hmm.
wasn't even man or woman enough to leave the account open to hear my response. That is a coward. If you're going to have the guts enough to send a message like that, have the balls enough to sit around for the discussion. And now I'm done. That's all I had to say.
Congratulations, Corey.
I wanted to add something to what Corey said. Y'all know I'm on a kind of a tight schedule, so I'm going to try to be very quick what I got to say. But
okay.
I'm a straight man, as like you all know. As Corey knows, as everybody else knows, I'm a straight man. Well, I'm also a writer. Corey's a writer. We write soap operas. And I applaud Corey for every effort that he's made in the LGBT community with what he's got upcoming with Same Love. It is a great
mm-hmm.
testament to the LGBT community, and it is growing. Now, the straight man, I'm going to say right now, I'm a full advocate of gay marriage and all of the above. And I'm going to go back to my show for a second, and I'm writing now on the honor roll. You have two prominent gay characters on the show,
mm-hmm.
and as a writer, you know
mm-hmm.
we have to. And I'm planning on it. We got some groundbreaking things coming. We got another gay character on the way. But the thing is, people in this society today has not opened up yet. to the whole idea, you know. And if you look back, maybe it hurt some of the soaps that have tried to push that boundary, like As the World Turns, and Days of Our Lives, for example. And I will give an example. Okay, people can tolerate two women, but they can't tolerate two men. They have a problem with that. I have a ton of gay friends. And I've never been uncomfortable around none of them. So I think it's time people need to let their prejudices go and accept the times that they are. And if they can't do it, I mean, it's 2015. It's not 1960 anymore. I mean, and Corey will tell you that I have been a full advocate for a long time. Even when writing Daylight and Darkness, we had a very prominent gay character on the cast. But due to my readers, I never really explored it very much. Thinking of the readers, but we're fixing to explore it on the honor roll. So I just want to say that I'm proud of Corey for speaking, and I'm glad he's taking a stand. I'm proud of you, Corey.
Thank you. Hold on.
Okay.
It's something that I was not going to give attention to, but to me it's a responsibility because I do this show every week. Every time we have a show, we have listeners. I've made it very clear that I am a homosexual man. This position we have as host of this show, whether we accept it or not, to our listeners who listen, as hosts, we are people that they look up to. And I don't want somebody who is closeted or maybe struggling with their sexuality or struggling with being accepted because they're gay to think that it's okay to sit and be silent when somebody like this intends to bully you. And I did not even go into the personal slams against me that were made and this person trying to beat me down.
Excuse my language, but I think that's all bullshit what went on against you, Corey. That's bullshit. If I find out who it is, I'd love to kick him in the ass. Soap fans,
yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Corey.
Or the use of the Bible to make prejudice and bullying okay. So listen to me very carefully, listeners, because it's not okay. You are entitled to what you believe and your faith. But when you try to beat somebody down for something that they're entitled to with your Bible, that is not very Christian-like. And I would like to remind you all that Jesus Christ had a lot of different friends. He was friends with a lot of different folks that, quite frankly, probably wouldn't have gotten into heaven if they weren't friends with him. So before you open your little book and quote a verse about two men laying together, flip back a few books to where it says that men aren't supposed to cut their hair and we're not supposed to eat shrimp.
There's a whole lot of things and a whole lot of things there, you know.
To the listeners who are maybe struggling with their sexuality and or struggling with being bullied or judged, that's why I had to say something. It's not okay. It's okay to
be who you are.
Be yourself. It's not okay for somebody to hold prejudice, beat you down with a book, or anything like that. For me, it was a responsibility. Otherwise, I would have let it go. Say whatever you want to me. I'm okay. I can handle it. But you're not going to bully me or stop me from doing something as important to me as this show, because guess what? You are now the minority. Gay marriage is federally recognized. It's recognized in 37 states by the states. It is, I hope in my lifetime, maybe it won't be with the children that I'll have, but maybe it might be my grandchildren, where they'll look back in the history books and they won't even believe that this was an issue. And everybody who has an issue are going to look really sad.
You know, Corey, let me add one thing for these soap viewers that are prejudiced. You know, a lot of the actors on your screen, know it or not, might be gay or lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Beers, he played Philip on Young and the Restless. The first Jack on Young and the Restless was a gay man. Carrie
mm-hmm.
Lester. The woman who played Caroline's mom, Karen, on Bold and Beautiful,
yes.
She's a lesbian. So, I mean, it's very common in the soap world. Many actors, Rock Hudson, you know, and these people with these prejudices like these people, you know. So they're going to turn a blind eye to that, but yet going to judge others. So, you know, I'll just say, because I'm fixing to have to go here shortly, Corey and I are writers, and the writer's job as a writer of a show or being on radio, we are to provoke your mind also as well as to entertain you. We're supposed to open your mind. Now, it's your choice as to whether or not you will open your mind. You may not. But that is our job as writers, and if we did not do that, then we failed as writers at accomplishing our goals. And that's what I have to say on that topic.
I just want to say, before we move right along, people listen to my show, and I call a lot of most of the thoughts around here, and I did not even mind when Corey asked me if we could do the show in Zoom, and if we do monthly shows on that, if Corey wants, we can do it. This is my show. I really don't have any rules except love, sun, and crystals. But really, they are being stupid. I mean, yeah, I mean, it is stupid.
I just had to say what's my part, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to say, you guys, just so you know, that, you know, I'm very loving about it, and I think it's a great job that all of us are doing, and, you know, soap's all about gay people, too, people.
You know,
it's not 1989 anymore when it was so closeted back then. And
well,
soap's
and
soap,
let me add to that.
I want to say before I leave, I just want to say, I don't care what color you are, I don't care what creed of religion you are, where you're from in this country, whatever it is, mind over matter, whatever. We have the same color blood running through our veins, which makes us all the same. And that's what people need to realize and understand.
Well, let me
and
just add to the,
that's my
let me
part.
Just, let me just add, because a lot of people don't understand why we have gay pride. Well, it's not gay pride anymore. It's LGBTQ pride. And LGBTQ Pride Month. Let me just say, pride was created out of us having to buckle down and fight for rights that as American citizens we should get anyways because we're American citizens. So instead of wondering why there's no straight Pride Month or a straight Pride Festival, be thankful that you don't have to have one.
I think everyone should, we are one. I don't care who you are, we are one, and we should all respect each
mm-hmm.
other as one and look above whether mm-hmm. what our color is, what our religion is, what our sexuality is, what our ethnicity is. We should look above that because we all have the same color blood running through our veins. If you cut us, we will bleed the same color.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
we're all one, and that's my closing for tonight, guys. I wish I could stay and chat, but
I'm
going to have to get back in there and perform.
Grady, just telling you, we have some interviews coming up next week. So,
Keep me informed, Carly. Email me and let me know which nights y'all are going to be doing it. I'm free every
yep,
night
I will.
Besides Friday, of course. But
okay, cool.
I wanted to come in tonight because I wanted to hear Corey stand and I wanted to say something too.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank
you for allowing me to do that. And Corey, you did
thank
an excellent
you.
Job.
Thank you.
And you all have a great night.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Have fun.
I will. I'm going to try to lay it down.
Bye, Greg. We have another call of 570. You on the air?
Hi, Carly.
Hi, who's
Sure.
this?
It's Peggy.
Hey, Peggy. Oh, Peggy. Oh, I was going to remind you, but I didn't.
I'm so late. I'm sorry. I forgot. You forgot to remind me.
I know. I'm
a
bad
person. Message.
I know. I'm a bad person.
You're not
no.
a bad person. You just forgot my
I
you reminded
just totally
me earlier
forgot,
today.
But I'm so glad you called in. Tonight we are talking about Soapy Hot Top 6. And before we had
Soapy
to deal what we had to talk about, we were dealing with B&B Rick. Okay, I can't stand Rick. I'm at the point that I want
to
suit him.
And kind of sexy. He is
Wait, we are talking about Rick on B&B.
Oh, see, I don't watch that.
I
don't
you
watch
need to.
That. What channel
you
is that
to.
On?
CBS Bold and the Beautiful. It's on right after YNO in most states. But in mine, it's on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So just suck you listening because it's a very good soap. But what does everyone think about Rick? And people, you can use four-letter words about Rick tonight.
I want to know what was Corey's news that he was going. What was Corey going to say tonight? Did I miss
okay.
that?
You did. We just got done talking about it.
I'm sorry.
Long story short, Peggy, is I received a Facebook message from an anonymous listener that had an issue with us discussing LGBTQ topics, the LGBTQ characters on soaps, us having an LGBTQ pride show in
is
June.
That gay? Wait, I don't know all these abbreviations.
It's,
is that they, like homosexual, gay?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes. And then after that, made some personal shots at me. And then after all of that, either deleted
Darn,
the
account. I'm sorry I missed that.
And either deleted the account or blocked me so I could not respond. So I just
like
took
a bunch
little,
of losers.
Yeah. So
mm-hmm.
I just took a little time to respond. I took a little more than I wanted to. But my other hosts also chimed in with support, which it means the world to me. Like I said earlier, for me, I could have handled it and I wouldn't have said anything, but I thought it was my responsibility for that young kid who's listening, who may be closeted or going through
Exactly.
a struggle of going through a struggle of coming out or going through a struggle where not everybody in their life is accepting, to make it clear that it's not okay to be bullied
Exactly.
in that manner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Totally agree with you, Corey.
So that's that.
I'm sorry I missed it. I forgot. I went on a cleaning binge and forgot about everything. Well, after the cleaning
it's okay.
Binge,
I go on cleaning. I go on cleaning binge. Oh, before we get back to work on B&B and everything, I want to say happy birthday to our friend Susan. She calls into the show. She's such a great friend. You know, she's having a little party tonight, so she's not on here because of her birthday. But
well,
she will
happy
be back
anyway, Susan.
Yeah, and she will be back next week. I told her to have a couple glasses of wine for me, so, you know.
I just went for a six-pack of beer. That's why I'm late.
Wait.
I was cleaning all night, and I decided I needed a beer.
Well, sometimes you need alcohol. That's my thing.
And I'm very rude. I have a cute guy sitting next to me, and I called your radio show.
Wait. You have a guy next.
Don't ask the cute guy.
Yeah, go to some kid's phone. Sorry, that just came out of my mouth, Peggy. Sorry, but yeah. You know, I say had a good time with them. Yes. Someone needs to help
with him.
Some kid's bones, you know. Hey, if I'm not having a love life forever, I'm never having a love life again, I want all my friends to, you know, have sex. I just thought...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm glad I took this off a speakerphone. I'm so glad I took this off a speakerphone.
Hey, it's daytime after dark, Carly, so you never know what's going to come out of my mouth.
That's right, because it's after dark.
Yeah, but remember,
I just came out off of
a 10-year relationship.
Come on. I'm never falling in love again, and I know everyone keeps telling me, oh, yes, you will.
Never
no.
say never.
Oh, Carly, yes, you will.
Never say never.
Exactly.
Well, I know, but I gave you this psycho.
They're not all Willies.
Oh, good.
Yes,
yay.
I said that. Yes, I did.
Good.
Sorry.
My mom said that we have to say that. Okay. We got to get back to the soaps. Rick on B&B. Maggie, what did you think of Rick?
I'm sorry. I got to throw this out there. We're watching soaps. We love soaps, right? And don't they take on social issues? Okay, I'm totally against abortion, but they did have abortions on the TV. That was a social issue that bothered people.
Yeah, yes.
And, you know, and then you have, okay, you have affairs, and you have whatever. People can't, somebody commits a murder and you cover for them. Somebody has breast cancer. Who ever talked about that before soap operas?
Exactly.
We should include everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, that's all I had to say.
Oh, okay, but what do you think of Rick?
Oh,
Rick,
you know, I can't stand him.
I'm
going to
have the YouTube episodes now.
He played, he is the actor, Peggy, that played, you know, Jacob Young, that played Rocky on...
Oh, yeah, I know who that is.
Okay, and he played...
Rocky on GH.
Yeah, he also played...
one of those recasts that didn't last.
Yeah, but he played... oh, God, what was the name of AMC, you guys?
J.R.
Aaron Jr.
J.R., okay, thank you. He also played J.R., but he's on B&B. Peggy, I can get you hooked on Borden the Beautiful. I can. I get people hooked on soaps whether they want to or not.
I don't know. I don't have time for another soap.
It's
well,
hard.
Actually, now I do
babe,
have time for another soap. I just need more data for my phone so I can watch it.
It's only
okay,
a half hour.
It's only half an hour. With it really means it's 22 minutes.
I can do that.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I just have
if
to cut
you...
off one of my teenagers from some data. I share my data plan with a 20-year-old and a 17-year-old.
Oh, my God.
And now,
yeah.
In the last couple months now, I have no Wi-Fi. I normally have Wi-Fi, and now I have none. So now I'm really sucking up the data.
Well, that's what happens when
I
you have teenagers.
Minutes.
That's what happens when you have teenagers. Okay,
I
gotta
check out Rick on B&B.
Yes. Okay, did you watch YNL?
Yes.
No. I did watch that for a while with my mom. Right when Jason went on there, I watched it.
Yeah, well, yes. I love Dylan. I want to marry him.
Dylan,
But I also I also want to marry Neil. I also want to marry Dr. Ben. So
Carla,
I'm
you're a bigamist.
Yes, I know.
You're marrying everybody. Are you leaving anybody for us?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I left Sunny for Maggie on the general hospital.
I'll take Jake. I want Jake.
Oh, yeah, you pick Jake. There we go.
Jake's hot.
See, okay. To Lionel, I'm enjoying. I'm in a Hot Topic, so I'm enjoying this murder mystery. You know, I'm enjoying it. I love murder mysteries. I love them.
Who did it?
You know,
a lot
I'm
of
in this.
Book.
Yes, but I'm enjoying because I think I have it figured out. I think, aha, they did. And then it just throws me off. Then I'm wrong, and then I'm yelling at the TV. Because I do yell at the TV, by the way. And I think the TV can talk back to me, but the TV can't. And then I go mad at the TV. So what does everyone think of the murder mystery by now? Let's start with my BFF, Maggie.
Murder mystery, I'm loving it. I had a feeling that Austin was Joe's son. I think we talked about that. And I am still leaning towards Kyle. I don't know why, but I'm still leaning towards Kyle.
Okay. What about Mandy? Do you watch Final?
I didn't see it all day. I just saw the last 20 minutes of it.
Okay. Corey, did you see Final this week, babe?
I did, and I am not enjoying the Scooby-Doo gang.
Okay, I mean, that's okay. Not everyone's going to enjoy the same.
Yes, it's gotten boring. It was good earlier, but, I mean, now it's gotten to the point where it's gotten boring. And today, I mean, I couldn't get home until the last 20 minutes and only had 20 minutes left, and I was like, okay. I could have rewound my TV and watched it from the beginning, but I was like, okay, it wasn't any good to me, so I didn't rewind it and watch it. I mean, it just hasn't gotten any good. Lately, it hasn't gotten any good.
I mean, I've been loving Y&R for the last couple of weeks. Because I'm, like, enjoying it. You know, again, and I'm really enjoying all that is coming with it, and I love the murder mystery because it's just, to me, it's just so good, and I love Abby, and I know a lot of people don't like Summer, but I do, and I just love that, you know, maybe all of them can be real friends at the end of it because it's getting so good, in my opinion, and I don't think it's the worst storyline. I could think the whole Christine crying every day over the loss of her baby and wanting to blame everyone is getting stupid because, you know, blaming on Nikki, Neil, I love my husband. I will always love my husband. But Neil, you gotta come open with this. You were driving the car. I mean, not driving. Your hands got on the steering wheel. Okay? You cannot let Nikki go down for this. You cannot let Paul think Nikki did something bad when she did. And Christine, can we just send you to the moon? Thank you.
Please.
Maybe what did you think of it?
I'm saying her.
Back at this point.
I'm taking it all in.
I want Chris, Michael, and Kiki to go to the moon. No, Mars. I'm sorry.
Kiki.
<Can't wait. laughs> And GH.
I know.
The
new Kiki.
Oh. Okay.
Michael with her.
Let's go back to DH for a minute because I'm doing the Hot Topic tonight until Corey tells me to start up and gets his own.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go soon.
Okay. So, people. So, everyone wants a DH. Okay. I got a little fun today and I got a little bored. And so I looked up all AJ Quartermain's. Every
the
wrong thing
in his closet.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't know how you feel about AJ Piggy, but I hate the son of a bitch.
He was no saint. He did so many. He shot his father in the back, for Pete's sake.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
He brain damaged
my
his
thing,
mother.
My mm-hmm. thing, because we have an audience tonight, which is really good. My thing is, AJ has done some city-ass things. Sorry, Israel, but it's the truth. And for everyone to go down on my Sunday and call me this week, not appropriate. Why, Maggie?
Absolutely.
I got to ask you, Carly, what do you think about him shaving the beard?
I love it.
I'm happy.
So...
I'm happy.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, why did you like it?
I just thought... I thought the beard and the leather jacket and out of the suit and tie and the clean, I thought just thought he was hot.
Well,
I love the
okay.
black color.
I can see his dimples again now, but I just thought
yeah.
I was,
yeah,
after
I
all
mean,
those years, he finally had a beard and I just thought it was cool.
I mean, it was. I mean, don't get me wrong. I thought it was really a good thing, but, you know, I love sunny dimples and all of that. But the thing is, if everyone, if any... Yes, and if anyone wants to hear all AJ crimes, look it up on Wikipedia, because all of it is there. He was a son of a bitch, and he did things to Sonny and Carly. He caused Carly the miscarriage by going down the stairs. And I'm sick of people saying, oh, that was an accident. I don't believe it was an accident. Clear as day, I won't ever believe it was an accident.
Me neither.
And
I agree with you.
And about Jason and when he got the whole brain thingy.
The brain damage, yep.
Yes.
He turned into stone cold.
Which I love, don't get me wrong. But
I'm
when
so
I say
drunk,
eight,
finale.
Yes. But when that happened, it was not an accident. It was not an accident. AJ did. AJ was driving. AJ was the one that did it. So I'm sorry, he won't ever be forgiven for the miscues. Oh, that.
Turning your arm?
Yeah. And almost killing his own father. So when people start playing games and saying, oh, Sonny did this, Sonny did that, Sonny did whatever, you are going with the wrong person. You know, I'm not going to just turn over and say, oh, I agree, because I'm never going to agree on that. And he kidnapped Michael and Morgan and Christina and said they were dead. And I'm so sick of people blaming Sonny and Carly on that, too.
Carly,
so,
breathe. Carly,
yes.
Deep breath.
Oh.
Deep breath. And I think we need a little time out before we continue this discussion so I can give you some good news.
Oh,
there
are good news?
To this. Yes. The results of our poll. The winner of your favorite current soap couple is Sonny and Carly from GH.
But which Carly?
It's just Sonny and Carly.
Lola White.
With Hi. Julian and Alexis being a very close second.
Followed by
Brad and Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
Brad and Lucas are hot.
Yeah.
And then
yes,
fourth,
they are.
That
then
hospital
then in,
scene the other day got me. That was so sweet.
Yes.
And
so,
who
Sonny
was
and Carly
fifth
won.
And sixth? Who was fifth and sixth?
So
they were cute too.
So in fourth place was Bill and Katie from Bold and the Beautiful. And then in fifth place was Dylan and Avery from Y&R. And after that nobody else had any official votes. But I would say in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, okay. So I would say in sixth place, there were a lot of write-in votes for Franco and Nina.
I love Franco and Nina.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
They are just crazy plus crazy.
crazy, awesome. Crazy.
But it's enjoyable.
Yeah. They're good together.
Mm-hmm.
It's really enjoyable, and what is your poll next week, Corey? Do we have a poll for next week?
We don't yet. I'm still thinking about it.
Well, you're not on spring break anymore, sweetie.
My daughter's still on
spring break until Monday.
I'm on spring break until Tuesday, Carly.
Wow.
Peggy, you kids go on Monday?
My daughter's in college, so she goes back Monday. She's on spring break. My son, I have a son in high school. He's a senior. He's not on spring break, and my little guy's not on spring break. They don't have that. They have Easter break.
When I was in school, my spring break wasn't until the first week of April.
Yeah, mine too.
Because of Easter. College is different. Yes. College has spring break.
Mm-hmm. See, if I remember correctly, when I was in college, I don't remember spring break.
I didn't go to college, so I have no idea.
But, of course, I was only in college for like a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. Until I quit. All right, I'm going to bow out now, guys.
Why? We love having you.
I have company.
Okay.
Peggy, before you
That's
go, okay, we have...
you told me to do.
Well, I know, but A. Martinez is coming on Monday.
A. Martinez?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
A.K.A. Roy.
And
Marisa.
He was on my LA Lost show.
Monday? What time?
I will let you know because he hasn't got back to me yet.
I'm 3 hours ahead of you.
I know. Would you stop being 3 hours ahead of me? Because it makes my...
It's 8:02 for you now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 11:02.
It's 11:02 here.
Yeah, it's 11:02 for me, too.
10:02 here.
10:02 here.
Tuesday we have Melissa Madison at 11:30 Pacific.
XL.
Yep,
XL.
And she was live for a couple of weeks on General Hospital. And she has a new thing called Soapbox with XL on General Hospital. And then... Wednesday we have Mary Beth Evans on the show.
Kayla.
Days of Our Life. We'll be on here at 10:30. And then the next week we have Monday we have Aaron Spears from B&B. And the 31st we might have X-Faith from General Hospital on.
Wow.
Really?
Great stuff coming up.
Yes.
I wouldn't be able to. That's when I had to go to my first on February 1st.
So, we are busy to say the, least.
Don't forget to remind me, Carly.
Oh, I won't because, we need calls, especially in the morning because it's.
You forgot me tonight.
Excuse me, I didn't see you on the line. But. Maggie, are you friends with Peggy too or no?
I don't know. Are we friends, Peggy?
I don't think so. I'm friends with Corey.
We'll have to be friends because usually
I. Yeah, I will. I will take care of that tonight. So.
Okay.
I'm not happy. I'm not happy that you have to go because that sucks.
I have to pee.
Oh, man. Please do.
What do you do? You pee on the air. That's all you do.
I just pee on the air. Excuse me, everybody. I have to pee. Have a good weekend.
Now okay, you got too much information.
Good night, guys.
Night.
Good night, Peggy.
Have a great weekend.
Okay, you guys. Now we are talking about Days of Our Life. Hot button topics. I really releasing Paul, it's on Black Sun, especially this week. What does everyone think about that?
I thought so from day one.
Well, I know, you called it.
I called it.
What is Mandy?
It's funny
and...
with that picture, though. Did you see that picture of
no.
his mother? Yeah, you can see the Amira cabin or something in the background. So that really is at the lake. And she said she was never in Salem. I guess she was. But she looks beautiful in the picture.
Well, we have another call, 508. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, it's a 2-for-1. Kathy,
Carrie,
too.
Kathy? Oh, cool. Hi, guys. Okay, we are talking about Days of Our Life. Paul's father, I think, is on Black. You know? It tipped me when she spilled the glass. So what does everyone think of that?
I think so, too, but then I'm thinking, are they making it too obvious with John? Could it be somebody else? I don't know.
Well,
oh,
why
excuse me for a second. I have to turn my speakers down. I'm sorry.
You rookie.
I didn't expect to be on here.
It's all my soap sisters?
No, just two out of four.
Oh.
Two-fourths, just half of us.
It's a 2-for-1. I'm so excited.
It's your Mass sisters.
Massachusetts.
Oh, it's my Massachusetts soap sisters. Yay.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm hugging you both.
Oh, hug back.
I just want to tell you all how much I love my soap sisters.
Aww.
I've said it on the show before, but when I was on my long sabbatical from Daytime After Dark because of other issues, Carrie and the rest of the girls really welcomed me with open arms and invited me to call into their show. And they took me in and very kind and generous, and till this day, you know, me and Carrie speak. It's not every day, but it's usually once a week. You know, she
can I rename you?
Sure.
I'll rename you CJ.
Aww. I love that we both shows support each other. So
yeah,
because there's room for everybody.
So loving.
Oh,
Maggie, I put the thing for you. Margaret, you know, Peggy's. I made you guys Facebook friends. And Corey too. So. So yeah. So what do you guys think about? The whole day with Jennifer and Eve, what do you guys think about that, too?
Go, Jennifer.
Yeah, I love the scenes. Jennifer, when she found out about them, when she walked in the room, and I love the scenes.
Oh.
I loved her attacking Eve. I enjoyed that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, me, too. I mean, it was a really, really good, finally, like, Jennifer was, like, Corey said... finally woke up. We have the Jennifer of the 90s back, but I'm enjoying Jennifer having something over Eve finally.
Jennifer Rule's got a thorn in her side. It's about time.
And all this time went by, you know, Eve, all these years, Eve had something on Jennifer, and Jennifer really didn't have anything on Eve, and now finally she has something to hold over Eve's head. I mean, I do like Jennifer having the upper hand.
And the thing with Jennifer is she's not really trying. See, Eve manipulated well before she slept with JJ. Eve was manipulating. I don't see Jennifer manipulating the kids. I just see her saying, Eve, back off and let them be together if they're going to be together. If not, let it be their choice.
Mm-hmm,
she just
exactly.
wants Eve to let the kids decide what they want to do. But I'll tell you though, this is going to say something. I'd rather listen to that elephant storyline rather than Scooby Doo Y&R gang, and that's pretty bad because the elephant storyline is pretty damn bad.
Oh, well, I will not.
When she got the wrong one.
You know what? I'm with you on that. I'd rather see the adventures of Dumbo than Scooby-Doo.
I'd rather watch Pinocchio the Elephant, the woman's fucking toy.
Maggie, are we enjoying the Moodoo Mystery with, you know, everyone online and all?
So you're the one that's enjoying that.
No, two people.
Oh, two.
Maggie and I love it.
No, and this is a serious question. I am dead serious when I ask this. Why?
Because it's very interesting, I think.
I'm
enjoying it.
I love to read mysteries.
Yeah, me too. I'm enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
And some are crying like she is.
Oh, for a month.
Screaming, crying.
And some are not crying for a month. You know, I'm enjoying some of my now.
Yeah, she has, actually. Even before Austin died, she was whining. Literally, for 4 weeks, she's been whining, and I don't understand why.
She has no voice now.
She actually has laryngitis because of it. It's pretty funny.
Well, I'm just enjoying that. Get back to Dave's. When does everyone think Kristen's coming back?
Not soon enough. If someone knows, please let me know.
They need her now.
Yeah.
They really do need her now.
I think it's in April, but I don't know. I've been told April.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was before April because Blake said that in September she was coming back. And if
she
you think...
No, she was actually back in mid-November. So about 5 months, we'll put it in April, I guess.
Well, you know, I just think it's going to be interesting. But, I mean, I love Melody and Brady together. I think they are a really good couple. And I'm
hoping don't hate them. They're just kind of, I just really want Teresa to be vindicated.
No,
I want her baby to be her baby and not transplant it like an idiot fit. That's not possible.
Yep.
But you know what?
I just don't want to see them leave the Teresa storyline open-ended.
Mm-hmm.
They invested so much time in this baby storyline that it really needs an ending. What ending they give it, I don't know, but it needs an ending.
Mm-hmm. But
I want Brady to find out that Teresa wasn't lying.
That's right.
Thank you.
I want that to happen.
Okay.
Because I understand why Brady, I mean, she went to the hospital and got a pregnancy test. Okay, I don't blame Brady for not believing the hospital test, but when he realizes what happened, he's going to feel like shit.
He better.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand. I don't understand why he just didn't figure she had my thing with Brady is why couldn't he just chalk it up to that she had a faulty home pregnancy test? Because let's face it, Teresa might be a lot of things, but she's not stupid. If she was out and out lying, she wouldn't have dragged him to the hospital to get a test.
Would she? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, that's true. But I still think there were two embryos missing, and I still think...
No, honey, that's General Hospital.
It's not hospital.
No, I'm talking about the new hospital, something I read this week. I think there's still something to do with Abby and EJ. And, you know, I read somewhere where that could come into play down the line, too, about, because we thought she was pregnant, and then, you know, we find out she wasn't, but I still think Stefano did something. So... I guess it's a wait and see. What did everyone think about the Victor and Stefano scene this week? I thought it was amazing.
It was good.
I
mean,
Victor
cracked me up.
Well, I think those could be not the best of friends, but I think those two could be, you know, friendly because they have a lot of loss in common with, Eze losing, and Victor still had the hole in his heart about Isabella. And it was kind of nice how they were kind of talking about that, and Stefano was nice enough to ask about Sunny. So for me, I think if they could work together and take little Kate out together.
See, I like the way Victor played it, because I was thinking about it, I'm like, wait a minute, Victor and Kate still share a son together. At the end of the day, he may have his problems with Kate, but he can't do anything to her. That's Philip's mother.
And Stefano and Victor, I don't think we'll ever see them on the same side.
No.
I don't think we'll ever see that.
I don't want them to be.
No, I don't either.
I mean, Maggie, what did you think about it?
I thought they could become frenemies.
Not
socialize together or friends, but kind of under a common bond with their enemies. If they are the same enemies.
Yes, and I mean, I want Clyde out. I wanted someone take out Clyde now.
Billy Bob. When Stefano was
Billy Bob.
When Stefano was saying to Victor, we both hate Kate, and I'm thinking, why does Victor hate Kate? I know they don't get along per se, but I didn't realize Victor hated her.
Their divorce was
kind of messy, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they divorced, okay, but I don't think Victor hates her.
No, I don't think he hates her. I just think he doesn't like seeing, I think there's a place in Victor's heart always for Kate, and I just don't think he likes seeing Kate with Clyde. You know, he never cared one bit when, Kate was with woman. He never really cared.
Is there anyone that likes seeing Kate with Clyde?
No.
No. Okay, answer me this, you guys. Where have I seen Clyde before? Where have I seen Clyde before?
He was on some nighttime show. Does anyone know? I don't watch it, but I can't remember what it is.
Okay, does anyone know? Because it's been bugging me for the last couple of weeks.
A garbage can? Yes.
I don't know, but at first I thought that was Roscoe Barnes, the one from One Life to Live, but no, but it's not. But what does everyone think about the real Paul home mess?
Well, did anyone see it today? Because I haven't
seen it today.
Will Wood. Oh, my God. Today he was beyond, he was beyond everything. On today's show, he went, I don't want to say what happened if people haven't seen it, but today with Tori.
Okay.
Well, he blackmailed Tori today on the show. He is unlikable, unwatchable, everything. I'm a Paul Sun fan now. I'll say it.
I'm a Paul Sun fan.
Well, my opinion is I'm done with the character of Will Horton. They can put him on a plane and send him to live with Sammy. I am Team Paul and Sonny all the way.
I'm with you, Corey.
Yeah, me too.
I think a lot of people are.
Today he had this smug look on his face. I wanted to slap him. And what about Adrian this week? Adrian did everything. Adrian did what I think every fan of the show wanted to do to Will. She slapped him across the face. I love that scene. Loved it.
Thank you.
Adrian.
And I've been waiting for that to happen.
Someone had to.
Exactly. What was I? Oh, what about Adrian Lucas? I could go for it. I mean, maybe not everyone, but because to be honest, we don't know how long Wally's on. Oh, and you can catch that interview with Wally Cruz from last week on the Mustard. He was here, but what did you guys think of Adrian and Lucas?
Oh, I kind of like it. I kind of like how he tries to protect her. I kind of like it.
I don't know if I like it yet. I'm kind of on the fence about it. I haven't decided.
Oh, that's okay. I mean,
I kind of like
it. I'm with Carrie. I'm on the fence about it.
Oh, Mandy. Mandy's back on. Hey, Mandy.
Hey.
All right,
no, I have to get
out.
We're on
Days of Our Lives. Yeah, we're on Days of Our Lives. Oh, I'm so excited. I forgot. Well, Kathy, guess what concert I'm going to.
What?
On Barry Manilow. His last, you know, Barry Manilow.
I'm jealous.
Good.
I'm jealous.
No, really good.
Kathy, you probably saw his first concert.
All right, Carrie. Okay.
Oh, my God. I would never. No, I mean, I'm excited because they say it's his last concert. I don't know if I believe that, but.
I hope not.
No, it's his last tour. This is his last tour, Carly. So, he's not touring anymore. So you definitely should go see him.
Yeah, we'll see him in May.
He was out here in Georgia the end of last year. I didn't see him, but he was here in Georgia the end of last year. And he said that this is going to be the last time he's come here because of his last tour.
Oh, I love Billy Manilow.
Me too.
Every time you, every time you come on, I went and saw Singing Mandy. So, and you should be thankful I don't, because I have a horrible singing voice. But
that's your thing, son.
Yeah.
My mom loved the song. My mom loved the song, and so I was named after the song.
Yeah, see that.
Yes.
Good job.
That's
Mama.
Really cool.
Good job.
That's
very cool.
I know you need to get some sleep, Mandy. I know it's late. You have to go to the funeral tomorrow.
Yep.
Drive carefully.
7:30. So
drive carefully. Eat a lot of casseroles at the not the reception, but whatever is called afterwards.
Luncheon.
Yeah, eat a lot of casseroles. No, I could go on and on about there should never be casseroles at a funeral, but that's just me.
Yeah, we have
it's like everybody makes one.
For a while. We kind of went about when he passed away from cancer.
Mm. Oh. Cancer bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, drive carefully, and I hope you guys don't get any more snow there.
We haven't got any snow.
Oh,
we've only just gotten rain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my two Boston ladies are probably so sick of snow it isn't funny.
You think?
It's melting. I can see my balcony. Carrie can see hers. Carrie can see her deck.
No, last year at this time we got some ice.
Oh. We haven't got any snow this year.
Hey, me and Maggie are going through a heat wave.
Yeah. I love it.
It was 60 degrees here today.
It was almost 70 here today.
St. Patty's Day parade tomorrow. We're going to have great weather for things.
Yeah, yesterday it was up. Last couple days it got up into the 60s and 70s, and today it only got up to 48.
Hmm.
And then tomorrow it's getting up back in the 70s.
That's how people get sick, with the up and down temperatures, it seems like.
That's why people are getting sick, because the weather's going up and down, up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And now, luckily here, they say it's going to stay in the 60s and 70s in it the next 7 days.
Kathy, Carrie, I got a question for you guys. How did you guys, are you still tired from the time difference thing? Or do you not have any effect on you?
No effect on me.
I did for a couple of days.
Oh. I don't know. I'm still feeling a little bit. How are you guys liking Maya? I mean, not Maya, Nicole. Maya's sister.
Sister.
Yeah.
I like to dance on them.
I want to know what that Maya's. I guess Maya's got another big secret.
Yeah, I want to know what that secret is.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Okay.
Well, I can tolerate anybody other than the one on fucking ABC right now, but that's beside the point. But I don't know what's worse than her being. Rick already knows she was in jail, so what's worse than that?
Hmm.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I don't get.
The only thing I can think is did she prostitute? What other than that? What's worse than her being in jail?
Well, yeah. She had the baby. We know that.
By the way, can you see? I can see it coming a mile away. Brooke and Wyatt are gonna hook up.
Oh, good. Don't say that, Karen, please.
No.
Oh yeah, you can see it coming a mile away.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Of course, she's gonna get that too. When he went to her house the other day, I said, oh, "Here we go."
That's what I thought too, and I'm like, "Oh."
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, "Oh." But I do like Deacon and Kryn.
I do too.
Okay.
I didn't care for the character of Kryn, but I do like her with Deacon.
It does make a difference. It's funny, on all the soaps, it makes a difference on who you put somebody with, because I liked Sabrina and Carlos. I was never a Patrick and Sabrina fan, and I do like Michael and Sabrina. And I hope she raises that baby with him.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Let's not get into it, don't you think, tonight?
Okay.
Oh, did you want to?
Notre Dame's winning. It's okay.
The two of you need to breathe.
Notre Dame's winning.
I mean, Sabrina, like with Patrick, I couldn't deal with her, but I like her with Carlos or with Michael. By the way, whatever happened to Rosalie?
Maybe.
Did they just dump her?
No, she's on next week.
It seems like they just dumped the character of Rosalie.
Yeah, where has she been?
I don't know. And Will has Molly been?
Who?
Molly.
Oh, Molly, yeah. Look, we saw TJ for the first time, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, for a while, you know, she was Mom, breathe.
No, I'm watching a basketball game. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's why I told you breathe. You know, remember I grounded you from basketball? I said you cannot use your voice.
Yeah. We need some
Do we have
right?
to have that discussion again?
Nah, it's okay.
Okay. Okay, next week we have a full week, you guys. Kath and Kelly, maybe you would like a call in for Amy Martinez on Monday. On Tuesday, we have Melissa Madison, who played X-Bill and Liz for a couple of weeks on Z8. On Wednesday, we have Mary Beth Evans. So, is there any one you can see yourself calling into for next week?
I don't know. I'll have to see what I'm doing. It depends on the time.
Well, Mary Beth Evans and Martha Madison is on at 10:30 and 11:30 Pacific next week. I don't know what time Amy Martinez is coming on yet. He's getting back to me. So,
okay,
yeah. And what is everyone doing this weekend?
Not much.
Just the funeral and then going to church Sunday.
What about you, Kathy and Carrie? Anything?
I just have to watch days, and that's it. And then I
shows,
and then
yeah. Hey Maggie, remember what we are doing this weekend?
This weekend?
Remember March you Sanders? Said you were. Yeah, remember we were gonna meet each other in Vegas. Remember we were thinking about.
Oh.
It?
Yeah, I didn't have enough money. I wanted to do that.
Well, remember what I said? Yeah. How we could do it.
Yeah, drive a stagecoach.
And I have to watch Grey's Anatomy from last night. Thank you very much, people.
I'm sorry. They helped the little girl save her mother's life over the phone. It was a beautiful episode.
So what are you guys talking about on Soul Party on Sunday if you want to promote you?
Well, we'll talk about Will Horton and how we can't stand him, or at least I can't.
Me too.
Maya's Secret, what the hell is Maya's Secret? I'm tired of the Scooby-Doo gang on Young and the Restless, and how thrilled and elated I am that Michael got custody of little AJ.
The baby's name is not AJ. That is like the sickest name in the whole wide world.
Her new daddy says it's her name.
It's a great name.
No, he's not
great
even blood
AJ.
Related.
Doesn't matter.
He's
Michael was
even...
called Michael. Doesn't matter. Michael got his name from that. And he ain't blood related.
No.
Did they not name Michael
AJ
Michael Corinthus?
AJ's not at all related.
Thank you.
Neither was
Michael.
Neither was Michael. And how did he get the name Michael Corinthus the third?
Call me the mother, okay, Michael being Michael.
And Michael is the legal guardian.
Oh, yeah, Michael should not be the legal guardian. Michael is such an asshole, and I hope he dies for this one.
Oh, God.
Unbelievable.
Breathe deep breaths.
Maggie, don't you think that?
Sonny's going to die before Michael dies.
Maggie?
Monica arranged it when the boyfriend
okay.
the judge to take over
I'll
the case.
Yeah, and didn't and who did Michael learn from
drunk.
Those dirty tricks for? Michael
okay,
learned from
nine.
The best, the two dirty
nine,
parents. That's how he learned.
You know,
Sonny
and Colby are
well.
Not duty. Sonny and Colby are not duty.
Michael learned all his tricks of the trades right from his two parents. He did them proud, didn't he?
Well, he learned
well,
to be an alcoholic
I cannot
by his father.
Yeah, I cannot wait.
Okay, let's. Here's the thing. We don't want to go down the slope of an alcoholic because that does not mean you can't be a parent. That is, that's
yes,
a slippery
no,
slope.
That means
yeah, but you
fully.
Don't shoot your father in the back like AJ did.
Yeah, thank you.
Carly stabbed
he
her own kid
Ellen
in the back.
The
Carly stabbed her own kid in the back when she knew who killed his biological father. And,
she
and.
Didn't shoot him.
It doesn't matter. She kept the secret. And you know what's even worse
than
that?
I was glad she kept that secret.
Oh, of course you would be. But you know what's even worse to me? She stood there and let Sonny tell Morgan to kidnap that baby.
He would have gone to jail.
So what? I would have told Morgan to kidnap that baby.
And he could face jail time.
A
one-way trip to Mars is what Michael said.
What is it?
One-way trip to Mars. Because right now he's dead to me.
Yeah, Michael's dead to us.
He can be dead all you want, but you know what? It doesn't make what they did right for two decades. That's fine.
Oh,
he can be
yes,
dead to you.
Does.
That's your right.
Yes,
it
does. It
doesn't make what AJ did right either.
Yeah,
Wait a minute. Okay, this is a good question I've been wanting to ask. Someone please tell me what AJ did.
What he did? He
what
drove
did AJ
drunk.
Do?
Okay, he drove drunk. Got into the accident, brain damaged his brother Jason, for one.
That's why it's called an
pushed
accident.
Carly down the
oh,
stairs.
My God.
No, stop.
It.
He didn't
stop.
Push Carly down the
stop.
Stairs.
Stop right there.
Yes,
he did not push Carly down the stairs.
The other
yes,
is he
did.
His father
no, no,
in
go
the
back.
Back
and watch it.
Whoa,
go
whoa,
back
whoa,
and
whoa.
Watch it.
He
shot Carly in the back and watched it.
Whoa.
He did not push
everybody breathe. Just for a minute. Breathe.
He shot Alan in the back. That's
and Sonny kills people for
fun.
A living, but he did not push Carly down the stairs. That's just not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
They were fighting
yes,
down the stairs,
is.
And she flipped.
She lost her footing. Exactly. He did not push her.
He's just fighting with AJ because he was drunk.
Just like Sharon did not push Phyllis down the stairs. It's the same exact scenario.
Oh, my God,
scenario.
Yes, she did.
It's a contributing factor. Phyllis wouldn't have fallen down the stairs.
Thank you.
No.
Yes.
Well, that's all. Everybody has their own opinion. I am
the bottom
never
line
turning
is
my back on Sunny.
No, you don't have to turn your back on Sunny. It's not about that. It's not about turning your back on Sunny. The bottom line is, you don't. They had no. First of all, Carly didn't take AJ. Let me just tell you a fact. Carly didn't keep Michael from AJ because of his alcoholism.
I've been watching it 51 years.
So have I. The reason that Carly kept Michael from AJ wasn't because of the alcoholism. She was trying to pass him off as Tony Jones' kid. That's where the original lie came from. That's a fact.
The original lie came from. Right, that's a fact.
Yeah.
No, yeah,
it had nothing to do with AJ's alcoholism. She wanted to pass that kid off as Tony Jones. She wasn't concerned about AJ and his supposed alcoholism and whatever that did. That was because she wanted Tony to be the father, which I don't even know why, but whatever. Oh, because she was ruining her mother's life.
She was mad at her mother.
Yeah.
She was getting even with Bobby at the time.
Which yeah. Why? Because Bobby gave her up for adoption like a good mother.
Why did he shoot his father in the back? Oh,
man, excuse me. I understand, Mike, how they did what they did with Tony because Bobby soon never gave her up.
Oh, Lord. I give up. All right. This is where I got to leave. She gave her up for adoption because she couldn't care for her. Bye.
Mama, you there?
Yes.
Huh.
The other king just got points.
What?
Luke is just got
you game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Waiting.
Corey, any announcements?
No.
Corey, did
is there a
like
reason?
The...
Can anybody condone why he shot his father in the back?
Because
did you watch the victim?
Yes, I remember.
No, I really didn't. That's why I really couldn't add anything to that discussion. But I was just trying to make everybody sit back and breathe because I know you two have very strong opinions about it, and I know Carrie and the other ladies over at Soap Party 411 have the opposite view. And it's okay to have opposite views because, as we know, as
because
soap fans, we're very – right. But as we know, as soap fans, we get very –
passionate
and connected to our characters. So I think we just all have to agree to disagree on that issue and just breathe. Just breathe.
Mm-hmm. You know what? You are just a moderator, Corey, now. I forgot to tell you. That's you as a job on here. You are the official moderator, by the way.
Oh, okay. I can do that.
Yeah. Anything going on with
Sharon? Had nothing to do with Phyllis Long?
Yep.
She had nothing to do with it. Sharon.
Hmm.
Phyllis Long, because she's a klutz, right?
Well, she lost her footing. Sharon didn't really push her. But
well,
if they
fighting in the stairs.
But if they wouldn't have been fighting in a stairwell.
Thank you. That's what
she wouldn't have fell.
Yeah, I mean, that's an accident. And,
it's a contributing factor.
Yeah. Okay, what did your school week look like, by the way? Because I want to make sure you show some. Again?
Well, I'm at school Tuesday and Thursdays until 3:30. I'm sorry, no, till 3. Monday and Friday, I'm at the internship until 2, and Wednesday, I don't go into the internship until 1.
Okay, well, you might be here for Mary Beth Evans, but you might not be here for Martha Matt. You might not be here for both, but you probably will be here for A. Martinez.
Right.
Oh, we want you here for all of it.
I know, I'm sorry.
I know. What was I going to say? Oh, so Oh, you're going to behave this weekend? Oh, and I'm so happy. I don't know if you want this discussed on air, but we are over time. I'm so happy about your operation. If
me
you
too.
Want flowers, if you want balloons, if you want whatever, just let me know.
Okay.
I could send you like a thousand balloons for Maggie and I.
Oh, I like balloons.
What did you
just
think, Maggie?
Just don't waste your money on flowers. Flowers die. And
well, yeah, but what did you think of balloons, Maggie?
Balloons are great. My cousin, they gave her balloons.
So, anything? Okay, I'm ordering pizza this weekend, especially, yeah. What about you guys?
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow I'm going to Olive Garden.
Ooh.
What?
There you go.
I love me some Olive Garden. And I got to get in all my favorite places before I have surgery.
Definitely.
Why? Because you can never have them again?
I won't be able to have them for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be never,
okay. Well,
it will be a very long time.
When you are at Olive Garden, okay, just eat like 6 of the breadsticks.
Done.
Damn, you Duke.
I love
done,
the
done,
breadsticks.
Done.
So what do you usually get there?
I like to change it up every once in a while, but they're running a special now where you buy one. You buy one entree and you get to take a second entree home for like half price.
Oh, that's good.
So it's a good deal.
Uh-huh.
You know what I always get for appetizers? The stuffed mushrooms or the spinach dip. That's really good. I mean if you are not gonna be able to eat it for a while, you might as well go out in style.
That's right. That's the plan.
What else
That's
are you doing for the weekend?
That's about it. Otherwise, I'm going to pretty much lounge around and do nothing.
I have so many shows. I have 7 episodes of The Housewives of Oz. I call that my binging of The Housewives. What are you doing this weekend, Maggie?
March Madness.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah.
Promise me. I need your voice.
If I survive this game, I'll be okay.
No, because I need your voice on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because Corina might not be here, and I don't want to do all these interviews alone.
Okay. No, I did. As long as we win this game tonight, I'll be okay. The other games, I can just watch. I don't get really passionate about them as much as I do my Notre Dame.
Okay. Oh, and Corey, when we get off here,
on the parade,
we I just posted everyone that called in and thanked them. So my phone's about to die, but be back here on Monday for A. Martinez.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Night, Cole.
Night, everybody.
Night.
Good night.
Night, Carly.
Maggie, I will call you in a bit.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Bye.